R tab.
Hello everyone, this is Jake Gross, and today I'm going to do a podcast on the classic Windows desktop themes. These were themes that allow you to customize your computer with different sounds and icons and stuff like that, and wallpapers and all kinds of interesting stuff. Most of it was visual stuff, but there were lots of interesting sounds as well. What I'll be demonstrating today is I'll be demonstrating an installation program that I made for this. I use a Dolphin installer to make an installation script for all the themes and stuff. I'll be installing this in Windows NT 4, and that Windows NT 4 VM now just includes JAWS, so it's better than Desktop Reader in NT 4, because Desktop Reader keeps saying ... instead of the items in the start menu. But anyway, what we're going to do is we're actually going to go to the website in the VM. We're going to go to GrooveKing.com with the Internet Explorer in the virtual machine. So I will press Windows M.
Folder view list, Audacity 2 of 11. VMware Player 7 of 11. VMware Player, non-commercial use only. Welcome, create.
Open the virtual machine. I didn't know.
Open virtual. Level recover stack level 3 Windows 9 Windows collapse 10 of 12 Windows and items selected. VMware player non-commercial edit play virtual machine button alt L.
We're gonna play the virtual machine.
Unavailable edit multi-line read only selected Windows NT 4. Soft remap window pane.
And we're just gonna wait a couple minutes for this to boot up. Josh should come up telling us to press Control Alt Delete. That's another thing about JAWS. In Windows NT 4, Desktop Reader did not tell you when the Control Alt Delete was. If you had a PC speaker in your machine, you would have to just press keys until you hear a beep. But if you don't have a PC speaker, well, now you have a virtual machine that will tell you when to press Control Alt Delete. To install this, you need at least 10 megabytes
JAWS
of hard disk
for Windows
disk
is ready.
Space. Oh, JAWS.
Begin logon dialog. Press Control plus Alt plus Delete to log on. Press Control plus Alt plus Delete to log on.
So now JAWS is telling us to press Control Delete. I am going to do that.
Log on.
Secure
information
desktop.
Dialog. Enter a username and password that is valid
desktop
for this system.
Windows NT 4.0 VMware Player. Non-commercial use only.
Yeah, so it's the password. Let's just go through this dialog.
Tab, OK button to activate, press spacebar.
Log on.
Tab, cancel button to activate, press spacebar.
I'm just curious, what will the cancel button actually do?
Tab, help button to activate,
button.
Press tab, shutdown dot 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 button
shut
to
down.
Tab, username colon edit, admin tab, password colon password edit, type in text.
There's no
alt
password.
T, tab, OK button to activate, press spacebar.
And let's press enter the OK button. I'm actually curious what the cancel button will do. I think it will just shut down the VM, but for this demonstration, I'm gonna press the OK button. Well, let's just press the cancel
tab,
button.
Cancel button, enter, begin logon dialog. Press Control plus Alt plus Delete to log on. Press Control plus Alt plus Delete to log on. Tab.
Oh, it just brings it back.
Secure
desktop.
Windows NT 4.0 VMware Player, non-commercial use only.
Password colon password edit. Type in text.
I know that fooling around this dialog. I'm just gonna press enter.
Enter.
That sounds
activation dialog. Start activation button. Desktop list view. Not selected my computer. 1 of 8. Desktop tab. Desktop tab. Start button tab. Taskbar. Alt tab. Activation tab. Active tab. Exit space. JAWS dialog. To run this product in 40-minute mode, you must reboot your computer. If you are getting this message immediately after rebooting, please contact Freedom Scientific Support by sending email to support@freedomscientific.com. OK button to activate. Press space bar. Enter.
I'll press enter. I'll press enter. I'll press Windows M to go to the desktop. J. Enter. OK, JAWS should be starting up.
JAWS for Windows is ready. Activation dialog. Start tab. Active tab. Exit space. Taskbar. To move through items, press left or right arrow.
Press Windows M.
Windows M. Desktop. List view. JAWS 6. I. Inbox. I. Internet Explorer. Enter. 1%. https://winworld.com/-microsoft-internet-explorer. Security alert dialog. You are a tab in the future tab. More info tab. OK button to add space. HTTPS page. Cannot find server-microsoft in.
Okay, I'll just press Windows D.
Alt D. Address edit Alt-D, combo. Actually. http://winworld.com/0items. To change the selection, use the arrow keys. Address edit combo. http://winworld.com/0items.
I'm gonna press. I'm gonna type in grossgang.com.
G R O S G A N G period C O. M. Enter. Grossgang.com. Grossgang.com. 1%. 100%. Page has one heading and 17 index.
Okay, I'll press insert F7.
Links list dialog. Link U. Utilities.
Utilities.
Enter. Page has one index. Links list dialog. Links list C. Index of slash utilities. Internet Explorer 5-6.jkm-JAWS Keyboard Manager. List view. Graphic 284. Internet Explorer 5-JAWS Internet C. Cakewalk Pro Audio.
Wait.
C. Calc 2000.
Wait a minute.
Tab, list view, escape.
Wait, what's it doing?
Alt tab, index of alt tab, calc 2000.jkm-jaws keyboard, alt F4, index of slash
wait.
Links list dialog, links list C, classic Windows them.
That one?
Enter, index of slash utilities, visited link classic Windows them dot dot greater, classic win tab, cancel, shift tab, save button
save
to
button.
Act, shift tab, open button to activate,
or
press
button.
Space bar,
I'm
also.
Gonna press enter on the open button.
Enter 5%. Close this dialog box when download completes. Checkbox not checked. To check, press spacebar. Alt C. 16%. 93%. 98%. Index of slash utilities dash Microsoft Internet Explorer. Classic Windows them dot dot greater visited link. 7-zip self dash extracting archive dialog. Extract the colon edit. OSL settings / temporary internet files / tab dot shift tab c colon /
I'm just gonna put the files on the C drive.
Enter index of slash utilities dash Microsoft Internet Explorer classic Windows them dot dot greater visited link classic Windows them dot dot greater visited link 71% tab creative sound / alt F4.
Now press Windows,
Windows
R.
Windows R. Run C colon enter left parent C classic Windows themes. Enter list view not select S setup dot X.
Setup.
Enter Dolphin installation program welcome dialog next button enter please choose the type of ins enter you have enter 14%. Installing classic Windows themes dialog science size NESW dot cur 16%. Cancel button to activate press space bar 100%. 100%. Install dialog. The enter classic Windows theme. Alt F4.
Now let's go to the control panel.
Start menu. Document set. Help. Run. Shut. Broke. Documents. Control panel. Enter. Leaving menus. Can work. None.
Okay.
Telephone. Add / remove telephony. Add / remove date / time. Desktop
theme. Desktop themes.
Desktop theme tab. Save as dot shift tab. Theme colon combo box. Current Windows settings. 1 of 18. To change the selection, use the arrow keys. Alt T. Current Windows settings.
Current Windows settings.
Baseball left parent 256. Color right parent.
You have a bunch of other themes that we could use.
Dangerous creatures left parent. inside your computer left parent, jungle left parent who, Leonardo da Vinci left parent who, mystery left parent I color, nature left parent I color, science left parent 200, space left parent 256 color I, sports left parent 256, the 60s USA left parent 200, the golden era left parent I color, travel left parent I color I, underwater left parent I color, Windows default left parent 200, Windows Millennium left parent I color I parent.
I'll press enter.
Enter. Windows Millennium left parent I color right parent. Tab. Delete button to activate. Press spacebar. Alt D. Tab. Preview screensaver button to activate. Press spacebar. Tab. Previews pointers. Sounds. Etc. ... button to activate. Press spacebar. Alt P.
What our current sounds and stuff are. We could see what our current Windows sounds are.
Tab. Settings. Screensaver checkbox checked. Space not checked. Tab. Settings. Sound events checkbox checked. Space not checked. Tab. Settings. Mouse pointers checkbox checked. Space not checked. Shift tab. Settings. Sound events checkbox space checked. Tab settings mouse pointers checkbox not checked. Tab settings desktop wallpaper checkbox checked. Space not checked. Tab settings icons checkbox checked. Space not checked. Tab settings colors checkbox checked. Space not tab settings font names and styles checkbox checked. Space not tab settings font and window sizes checkbox checked. Space not tab OK button to add enter control panel list.
I have a whole bunch of new sounds. Let's go into sounds.
S. SCSI adapt. S. Server. S. Services. M. Modems. M. Mouse. M. Multimedia.
Wait, what is
enter. That? Multimedia property. None. Playback. Playback volume colon left right slider. 49%. 0%. 100 playback preferred device playback recording. Record. Record. Recording. Use. OK. Cancel. Control okay, panel. Mind. List. S. SCSI adapters. M modem, M mouse, M multimedia.
Wait, maybe I have to
enter
apply.
Multimedia. None. 100 playback, playback recording, review. Okay, apply button. Can okay. Control panel list. Enter multimedia tab. Playback preferred device colon tab. Playback show volume. Shift tab. Playback volume colon left right slider. 1 shift tab. Audio tab. Shift tab. Cancel. Shift tab. Use pro tab. O space control.
Okay, let's go into sounds.
S SCSI S server S service S sounds work none. Sounds work none. Scheme tree view Windows schemes combo box 1 of 3 tree view Windows O level 1 asterisk work none name sound sound details ... sound button to act sound button.
Sound button is to play the sound.
Sound button sound tree view at close pro nits scheme save as dot schemes com sound drop name call tree view close critical stop nits sound button.
So it's like tab 4 times and then you'll find a sound button.
Sound button sound tree view default beep nits sound button. Sound button sound tree view exclamation button sound button. Sound button to
caps lock on, caps lock off.
Sound browse name colon tree view exit window. Sound button. Sound to sound tree view incoming calls. Sound scheme save as dot scheme tree view maximize. Sound button. Sound button tree view menu command. Sound button. Sound tree view menu pop up nit sound button sound button sound tree view minimize sound button sound button sound tree view new mail note of nit sound button sound tree view open nit scheme save as dot scheme sound tree view outgoing call scheme save scheme sound tree view out program error nit sound button. Sound button sound tree view question sound button sound tree view restore down sound button sound tree view restore sound button sound tree view select night scheme save as net tree view show toolbar back scheme save as net tree view start windows sound button. Sound to access, tree view, system default, sound button. Sound, preview, level 0, Windows level 1, complete navig, empty recycle, complete, scheme save, preview, empty, sound button. Sound, preview, move menu, scheme save, preview, start navig, name, sound button. Sound but sound name preview level 0 media player level 1 close program next scheme save send preview open next scheme save send preview level 0 sound level 1 close next scheme save send preview open next scheme save send preview open program 2 of 2.
So you have all these new sounds. There are a whole bunch of other like sound schemes included in this, but I had to show you guys the Windows Millennium one.
Sounds tab.
Those were actually Windows Millennium sounds. It was like the different sounds. I'm sorry for Windows Millennium. So if you're using Windows Millennium, you could like improve the sounds and desktop wallpaper and background and stuff. So it was like an improvement to the original Windows theme. Since we only changed the sounds, let's just revert back to Windows NT 4
default. Preview, open program, sound, name, colon, sound, browse, dot, name, colon, edit, combo, left paren, none, right paren, to set the value, use the arrow keys or type the value, left paren, none, right paren, sound, browse, dot, schemes, combo, box, save scheme dialog, if you choose a new scheme, no cancel button to activate, yes button, no button. Cancel. No button to activate. Press spacebar. All then. Cancel.
Actually, scheme. I'm just going to use these sounds.
Scheme. Okay. Cancel. Okay.
I like these better
panel.
Than the regular ones.
D. Date slash D. Desktop themes. Alt F4. Windows M. Desktop. List view. Internet Explorer. 4 of 8. To move to items, use the arrow keys.
So, that's pretty much it. I mean, you can install this and go through the different themes and see which one you like. These actually do work on Windows 10, at least on my system. But I decided to show them in a VM because this is like they were designed for a much older operating system. So what I'll do is I'm going to shut down the virtual machine.
Alt F4, shut down Windows dialog. Are you sure you want to colon shut down the computer? Radio button checked. 1 of 3. To change the selection, press up or down arrow. Alt S.
I'll press enter to shut down.
Enter. Taskbar. To move through items, press left or right arrow.
Okay. I pressed Control Alt.
VMware Player Dialog, how do you want to close the virtual machine? Suspending will preserve your environment and data for later use. If powering off, make sure that the virtual machine is in a safe state for shutdown. Suspend button Alt S. Power off button Alt P.
Now Windows NT 4 does not power off by itself, so I'm gonna just press enter and power off.
Windows NT 4.0 VM Audacity.
So that's pretty much conclude this podcast. So I will see you guys in the next podcast on maybe another old application or another old synthesizer or something. So if you want to contact me, my email address is datajake@gmail.com. It's datajake at gmail.com. And if you want to contact me on, or if you want to know my audiogames.net screen name, like the name that's on audiogames.net, I am datajake1999, datajake 1999. So that's it, pretty much it, guys. I'll see you guys next podcast. Bye.
Skype one day. Audacity panel track view.